Twins baseball for you tonight right here on KDAK. Second game of four-game series, Minnesota at Houston Astros. Another game for you right here on KDAK. 6:30 pregame tonight, 7:10 first pitch. Minnesota sports now. Minnesota Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins has been activated from the COVID-19 reserve list. He's completed the NFL's required five-day quarantine for unvaccinated players deemed a high-risk close contact with an infected person. The Vikings also activated Nate Stanley to bring their quarterback cadre close to full strength after a tenuous stretch of training camp practices. Rookie Kellen Mond tested positive and remains on the reserve list away from the team. The absence of Cousins, Mond, and Stanley left Jake Browning as the only quarterback Saturday. Browning is vaccinated. And even with the pandemic forcing empty stadiums in most franchise cities, NFL team values have increased by 14% in the past year. And according to Forbes, they are now worth an average of nearly $3.5 billion. How can that be? New media rights deals that brought in nearly $112 billion and led to the largest value increase in 5 years. So even with the 20% fall in revenue and with average operating income dropping from $109 million in 2019 to just over $7 million during the pandemic season, the 32 clubs are profiting. Once again, the Dallas Cowboys have the highest value at $6.5 billion, on top for the 15th straight year. And Olympics, Canada won its first Olympic gold medal in women's soccer, beating Sweden 3-2 on penalty kicks after a 1-1 draw. That's a look at sports. I'm Greg for KDAK, the Cardinal.